Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Take Pride in Retirement, the podcast dedicated to helping members of the LGBTQ plus community protect and grow their hard-earned money. Get set for a show full of education and insights with your host and advisor, Matt McClure. We recognize every family is unique. The goal of the show is to help you achieve financial freedom so you and your loved ones can have the retirement you've always dreamed of. A retirement you can take pride in, no matter who you are, where you're from, or who you love. So now, let's start the show. Here's Matt McClure.
Hello, and welcome once again to Take Pride in Retirement. I'm Matt McClure, your host, your advisor, your friend, your pal, your good buddy, all of the above. Thank you so much, your cheesy podcast host as well. Thank you so much for being a part of things here on the show. Each and every time we come out with a new episode, we do that pretty much every week now. I really do appreciate you sort of your patience as well, as we've gotten this thing off the ground and have gotten more regular with our uploads here. But yeah, it's really, really such an honor and privilege to be able to come to you each and every week, because as my husband just said at the very beginning of the show in the introduction, no matter who you are, no matter where you come from, no matter who you love, and I will also say no matter how you identify, any of those things, they just do not matter. You deserve to be, you deserve to be who you are, first of all, and you deserve a retirement that you can take pride in. Period. End of sentence. Absolutely 100% the case. I'm going to say, first of all, that this is my favorite episode of the show. I'll probably say that a couple of times as we go through this because of the guest. And if you've, I guess, if you subscribe to this, maybe you haven't read the episode description yet, but if you are just clicking on this for the first time, or you did see the episode description, you probably already know who the guest is, but it's someone who is very special. I'll get to that in a second. First of all, though, I wanted to tell you thank you for being a part of the show. Also, go to takeprideinretirement.com. If you are listening to this episode, this is the very first episode of this show that you have ever listened to, I thank you. But I also have got a couple of favors to ask. Number one is to go to takeprideinretirement.com and just like browse the website. Just look at it, read all about the show, watch the welcome video because it's kind of cool. Made it myself. And it's a really cool thing to just get an idea of what we do and why I do this show. I'll talk about that some in this episode as well. But the other thing that I want you to do is to go to wherever you subscribe to podcasts and subscribe to us. Leave us a comment, leave us a rating, highest rating possible, please. We'd really appreciate that. Subscribe to us and spread the word also about Take Pride in Retirement. Just search for Take Pride in Retirement wherever you get your podcasts. Would really appreciate that. And just help spread the word about helping the LGBTQ plus community get to where they need to be to have the retirement that they can take pride in, that they can enjoy, that all of us can feel more secure and just have that peace of mind that we need as we all approach retirement. And we all do. Time is passing, whether we like it or not. Once again, the website, takeprideinretirement.com. That's takeprideinretirement.com. You can email me, matt@takeprideinretirement.com. Easy to remember. My name's Matt. Put a little at symbol there. TakePrideInRetirement.com. All right. Easy enough. And you can also go pick up the phone and call me if you want to do it kind of the old fashioned ish way. 855-246-9211. 855-246-9211 is that number. Now, I love the fact that I just ended that previous sentence with the number 11 because it's a very special number. And it's actually the reason why I chose that toll free number to call in. 855-246-9211 is because 11-11-11 is when I married the love of my life, my husband. And he, who opens the show every week, with the wonderful voiceover job, and closes the show every week with the wonderful voiceover job that he did for me for this show. He is the guest. He's my special guest today. And we talk a lot about life, about our relationship, and about the importance of retirement planning. We also talk about a lot of what I've learned and what we've both learned over the years about why that's so important and how you don't know everything you think you do when you're like, you know, in your 20s. But, you know, that being said, listen to people who are maybe slightly older, because I'm in my 40s, so is my husband now. And we have a little bit more experience, and some of it we've had to learn the hard way about that retirement planning, financial view of things, right? So he is my guest, and I'm so thrilled to have Josh Rettnoble on Take Pride in Retirement. So we haven't even recorded this yet. It's already my favorite episode of the show. I say that because, and I'm going to sound like his mother right now, my handsome and talented husband is my guest, Josh Rettnoble. Hello.
Hello. How are you? How is the world?
And people who, you know, are regular listeners to the show may recognize the voice as well, because Josh does the intro and the outro.
Matt McClure.
Yep. See, there you go. So now it sounds familiar. How's it going?
It's going well. I'm excited to finally be on your podcast.
Yeah, I know. We've been going, gosh, it'll be a year this summer. And, you know, I mean, it's kind of hard to believe that it will have been that long, but it also, I don't know. It feels like we just got started, but it feels like it's something I've always been doing just because I love it so much. And I have wanted since day one to have you on the show so that we can talk a little bit about like our relationship, share our personal experiences, and hopefully help people, learn from our mistakes, but also learn from, like, you know, just our own personal experiences, whether positive, negative, in the middle, whatever. First of all, so I want to tell everybody, so we're both, Josh and I are both from small town Georgia, but you are from much smaller town Georgia than I am.
Yes, I am from a tiny town called Tallapoosa, which is historically known as Possum Snout.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the claim to fame is on New Year's Eve,
they drop a possum in a ball, and its name is Spencer. He's not alive anymore. He's been stuffed. He's taxidermied. And we've been assured that he was picked off the road and he wasn't killed for this purpose. But that's my hometown.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we all come from somewhere, and that is... that's the place where Josh comes from. But yeah, so we're both small town boys who just happened to wind up together and found each other. And I'm so thankful for that each and every single day.
Me too.
And I'm going to try not to get emotional as we talk about all of this. So, you know, I mean, and here's the other thing. So Josh is an actor. Talk about your acting career a little bit, because I want people to get to know you a little bit as we start off.
My acting career. Well, I've always said I was born an entertainer. My late parents would have said the exact same thing. They owned several local businesses in our small town growing up, and I was always dancing on top of tables and entertaining the truckers. And I know that sounds really silly.
It sounds really bad.
It does. I just love to entertain people, whether it was singing in church or whether it was doing school plays. And so I truly fell in love, I think, mostly with musical theater. And that took up the majority of my career. I went to University of Miami, where I studied musical theater and film. I spent 15 years in New York City, obviously with Matt. He lived there as well. And I think the stage has always been my first love. But when my late mother got sick and she moved in with Matt and me so we could help take care of her, my focus changed to more TV and film out of necessity, because so much of theater was traveling, it was touring, it was doing regional work. And I found myself thrust into on-camera work. And when my father was alive, he was always like, you need to do TV, you need to do commercials. And he was right. I truly fell in love with that. And financially, obviously, it typically pays more than theater. But it's been a difficult time recently. We moved back to the Atlanta area in 2019. And then, of course, the pandemic hit. And that was a very difficult time for every industry. And the entertainment industry was impacted tremendously. Work stopped completely. Then recently, we had a writer's strike, which then moved into an actor strike for SAG-AFTRA, which I'm a member of. And so it's been difficult. And one of the reasons I wanted to be on the podcast is to discuss that instability as an actor. And, you know, so many people think of retirement and you think, well, how do we make retirement sexy? How do we make retirement intriguing? Something a lot of people don't like to talk about, you know, retirement or the later years. But the thing is, if you're married to someone who's in an unstable career, such as Matt is with me, I'm an actor who I don't know when the funds are coming, when the next job is coming. I could land an amazing gig where I think I'm going to be a recurring role in a television show for years and it gets canceled. You never know. So I think that's one reason why it's so important to plan. And that's across every industry. And I feel as an actor, I am blessed to have a husband who has a fantastic job, but not everyone has that.
Yeah, it's true. And you know, I mean, even it goes across all facets of the acting profession too, because you talked about being in musical theater. One of the things that we would always joke about for years was all you need to do is get cast in Phantom of the Opera on Broadway and you're set because it's never going to close.
Well, close.
And what happened? It closed. Yeah. So, nothing.
I mean, it's such an unstable career to be in, but it's something that I love, and I'm lucky that you, Matt, allow me to continue following my dream. But that's why it's important to plan. That's why it's important for everyone to look at what they can do to make plans, not only for retirement, but when it comes to, you know, to like your will. And, you know, these are things that are very difficult to discuss with loved ones, and if you don't have a loved one, your chosen family, like that's, and I think it's a scary place to approach, because there's not really anywhere that's been directly for the LGBTQ+ community. It's so many things are heteronormative that you're like, oh, this is, you know, who do I go to? What do I listen to? And that's what I love about this podcast you're doing, and the fact that of what you do as a person when it comes to retirement, because who else is there that, you know, specifically is looking in our community to try to help them make these plans?
Yeah. And then, I mean, that's the main reason that I wanted to do this, was because I looked around for resources and there just were very few. I'm not going to say there were none, but there were very few. And, you know, I want to fill that gap, fill that void that needs to be filled. And that's, you know, another reason too. I mean, I of course wrote the introduction to the show that you read every time. And, you know, my sort of addendum to it would be the actual thing is, you know, no matter who you are, no matter where you come from, no matter who you love, you deserve to have retirement that you can take pride in. Well, my addendum to that would be, no matter what job you have, no matter what career path you chose, because, you know, I mean, we joke about this as well, but like your parents would always say, or your dad, I think especially, was like, they were always very supportive, and, you know, very, very supportive actually, of your, you know, artistic endeavors. But, you know, your dad was like, you should be a lawyer or a doctor or a preacher. And not because of anything that you have to go into a certain career and make this money and all that. There was none of that kind of pressure. But, they said, oh, great. You know, both of our sons, because your brother's a teacher, both of our sons are going to go into these professions where they're not known for being the highest paying, unless you really make it big, especially in acting.
Right.
You know, then you're set, but otherwise it can be a struggle. And so no matter if that is the case for any of our listeners, if you're a gig worker, if you have, if you're an actor, if you are a member of one of those other, unions that support anything and everything going on in the entertainment industry, you're impacted by production shutting down as well. You have that potential to not know where your next paycheck is coming from or when it's coming. So it's difficult. And that's, you know, another reason why I like doing and love doing what I do, because so many people need that help, need help coming up with a plan for them, because no matter who you are, no matter who you love, how you identify, any of that, you deserve that retirement that you can take pride in. And it is possible no matter what your financial situation is. And that's that word that I want to spread.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like, you know, Matt and I have been married since 2011. So how many years is that? I'm always so bad at the math.
It's 12 years plus now. So, yeah.
But have known each other since like 2000, and we were together prior to that. But I feel like we've learned a lot the past decade and over a decade. And there's things looking back, they're like, oh, I wish we'd had the knowledge or someone to go to that, like you're doing, like how you bring this knowledge to people to make plans back then, you know, to have that security to know what's going to happen. And speaking of 2011, I wanted to bring this up because I feel like one of the things that is an issue sometimes, a struggle for the LGBTQ plus individual is basically healthcare. And this is healthcare is an issue for a lot of people.
Yeah.
However, in our instance, we were married in New York State in 2011. And then we moved to Florida to work. And I got sick. And while I was sick, I had to go to the hospital with a kidney stone. I don't wish that on anyone. And Matt and I did not have the same marital rights as we did in New York City. So I had to fill out all these forms to even allow him to come back and see me. Now, a lot of people forget that was even happening back in 2011, because that seems like that was ages ago. It really wasn't that long ago. And because of the ever-changing landscape of politics, we never know. I feel like part of our community lives in fear of losing the rights that we have. And I think that that is another huge important factor in making plans now.
Yeah,
I not to be scary, not to be like, go do this, right? Just to be smart about it, because you don't know. You know, there's things that are ever changing in our landscape when it comes to rights for people. And I think that it's important to make a plan. It's important to have at least someone in mind, because everyone's, you know, you've mentioned this with people that you've interviewed in the past. Everyone's family is different. Not everyone's, you know, family looks the same. And some people aren't paired up with someone, but they still need to have retirement plans. They still need to have a plan of who's going to take care of this. If you got sick and you didn't have kids, if you're not, you know, if, you know, Matt and I have two wonderful dogs, I don't think Sparky and Jinx are going to take care of us. So it's one of those things where the plan needs to be in place just so that you have that security, that comfort in knowing that there is something that's going to be set up if something were to happen. You know, thank God now it is the law of the land that Matt and I are recognized as a married couple. So at this point, I don't have to worry, or he doesn't have to worry, if we were to get sick and we would have someone there. But it was scary to think in 2011, which wasn't that long ago, that what would I have done if I was unconscious? You know, like what would it have been like if it was a different situation? So I think it's, with the political landscape, it's important just to make plans.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you've got to plan. I always say, control the things that you can control. And, you know, one of those things is making sure that you have a good, solid retirement plan in place, making sure that your beneficiaries are named in any and all accounts that you may have, any assets that you have. And I'm talking life insurance, I'm talking annuities, I'm talking, you know, retirement plans, all of that. Where does that go if, God forbid, something were to happen? First of all, that's huge. The other part of that is, yeah, there's a lot that we can't necessarily control, at least directly. You and I were not sitting on the Supreme Court when they voted to legalize gay marriage, recognize gay marriage across the country. But there are things that we can indirectly do to influence things that go on, voting, all of that, advocating for whatever causes you want to advocate for. So, of course, all of that is super important as well. But, you know, you got to have a plan for no matter what happens. And it's not like you have to have a crystal ball that says, oh, you know, this is going to happen in X amount of years. So I got to have this account and it's, you know, the beneficiary is this person. And then that, you know, you don't have to have clairvoyancy. You don't have to have anything like that. What you do have to have is a licensed fiduciary advisor to walk you through the steps of making sure that no matter what happens, no matter what happens in the market, no matter what happens in politics, no matter what happens to the banking sector in this country, which, you know, we had two banks go under, become insolvent last year, and others come close. So no matter what happens in any of those circumstances, the thing that you can do is make a plan for yourself and your spouse, whatever your family makeup might be, your partner, your boyfriend, girlfriend, whomever they might be, or just yourself. But you can make a plan. You can make a solid plan And I encourage people to do that. Go to takeprideinretirement.com, by the way, and you can get a free consultation. It's absolutely free of charge, free of any obligation. Just want to put that plug in there kind of in the middle as we're talking about this. But yeah, I mean, it's so super important because, you know, rights are, you know, we can easily take them for granted. And we don't need to, you know, I mean, we are always a few years behind watching shows and we've been watching The Handmaid's Tale, and I'm not going to fear monger about anything that might be possible there, but I just want to say, a lot can happen.
Right. And the thing is, I mean, we feel like, you know, once marriage was the law of the land, you're like, we're safe, everything's good. And I feel like you can't sit in that and just be like, it's not completely safe. Yeah. I think that's why it's so important to plan. And there's the problem is too, I mean, there's still states that have no protections over the discrimination of the LGBTQ+ community. Some specifically do. But it's still, I feel like, this disconnect where you could lose your job because of who you are as a person. And that's scary. And I think that's why, the planning section. I'm also a Virgo, so I like bulleted list. I like plans. So Matt will know, he could say this all the time, that I want to know, what time is this happening? If we're going to a restaurant, I look at the menu before I go. I know what I'm going to order. And I think it needs to be the same with your retirement. Like, if you're going to hopefully retire at some point in your life, it may, and I also think you're not too young to start looking at that too. You know, I feel young to be 40 something. But I feel like, oh wow, I'm an adult. So yeah, plans need to be made. But I wish we had made plans, you know, Matt, me and you, like, just back of the day. Know, like, what do we, you know, when we got married in 2011, we should have sat down and said, this is what we're gonna do financially, and this is, you know, it would have saved a lot of, you know, I know we've learned a lot through the years, but it's, I don't know, our community is one that has had to fight. We had to fight for our rights. We had to fight to exist. And because of outside sources, you never know. Yeah. You never know what's going to happen. And that's why one thing you can secure is at least what you're going to do with your future, with your retirement, who's going to help take care of you, who's going to make these decisions, where is, you know, the finances going. And again, I keep saying it's not sexy, but maybe we can make it sexy to talk about retirement.
Leisurely retire.
Sitting out there on that beach. It's beautiful.
They come out with like a fireman calendar, retired fireman calendar.
Retire here.
That would be a good way to raise money, I feel like. No, you're absolutely right. And you know, I mean, I often say this too. I wish that I knew everything in my 20s that I thought I knew.
Right.
And this is just sort of, I never really saw myself, and you can attest to this. I never saw myself in this sort of realm of financial planning. You know, I was a longtime anchor reporter for TV and radio and, mainly in Atlanta and in New York City. And it just so happened, after we moved back from Florida to New York, that time that you were talking about earlier, that my first gig, speaking of not knowing where the next paycheck is going to come from, my next gig, first gig back in New York, was working for the Wall Street Journal radio network, freelance. And, you know, I mean, it was like, okay, I might have one shift this week. I might have five shifts the next week. I might have no shifts the week after that. I just kind of didn't know. The pay was good when I worked, but it wasn't anything like I could plan. Okay, here's my salary and I'm bringing this home and everything's great.
Sounds very familiar.
Yes. As you know.
Yes.
So, you know, I mean, it was, but that situation was really where I first started paying attention to the financial markets and learning about them, because I had to, because I was reporting on them.
Right.
But learning about them in a way that was understandable, because I was reporting on them, the general public needed to be able to understand what the heck I was talking about. And I think that is something that serves me well now, because, you know, I actually, because of that experience, I then ended up becoming the dayside business anchor for New York One, and reporting from the floor of the New York Stock Exchange and doing all that for years. And so, you know, I brought that experience here. And then since starting this and you know, becoming a licensed fiduciary financial advisor, an investment advisor representative is the technical term for that. And then, you know, also getting my life and health license to help people be able to plan their futures. Gosh, I've learned so much that I never knew before, but I thought I knew. I was like, you know, back in the day, I'm contributing to my 401k. What else can I do? You know, I'm planning for retirement. There's so much more
right
that you can do. There's so much that actually goes into putting money into your 401k, because there's, generally speaking, your employer is going to match up to a certain percent of dollars each paycheck to your 401k. So like up to 6%, let's say, of your pay, of your gross pay every month or every paycheck, they will, if you contribute 6%, they'll match that 6%. But if you contribute only, say, 3%, they're only going to match the 3%, and you're missing out on 3% of your salary that's free money to go into your 401k and then to grow for your future benefit in retirement. And so it's those kinds of things. It's those that seem to me now like, oh, I should have known that all along, but a lot of people don't know and people need to be educated on. And I'm just super glad that I can do that and that I can be a part of hopefully making change for the better in people's lives. I just want to help people prepare. I've always loved helping people. And so that's why I do what I do.
Right. And I'm not to brag just because you're my husband, but I can't think of anyone else that's more uniquely qualified to do what you do, especially with Tay Pride, because of your experience from New York and the business side, but also just that you come from a good place. You know, anyone seeking some sort of information or falling into retirement planning, it's scary. You know, so you want to trust the person that you're working with. And I think that's what's great is because you're a very trustworthy person that's coming from, you know, a very good place, you know, a soulful, loving, want to help people place that's also topped with all the knowledge that you have. So I think that's a beautiful thing that you're able to do what you're so good at and also just add those sprinkles, the seasoning of what else you can bring to someone else as well. I mean, I know as a performer, that's why I fell in love with performing was creating an escape for people, yeah, entertaining people. I remember making my sick grandmother laugh and I'm like, this is what I want to do. And I followed that the rest of my life. And, you know, you've been beautiful to support me when I've worked and I've made really good money, when I've not worked and made no money. And that instability is scary. And I feel like a lot of people live paycheck to paycheck, and those that don't still don't necessarily have everything planned out. And it's important to have a plan.
Yeah. And you know, one of these days, on the bright side, one of these days when we're sitting at the Oscars or we're sitting at the Emmys or something, I can just be like, okay, now I can relax and
he'll to God's ear. Mouth to God's ear.
He'll support me. But you know, I mean, everybody's situation, as we often say, is different. And it, you know, that's why it's important to have a plan that's customized for you. It's not like there's something that's a one size fits all. You're just going to go to the, you know, big box store down the street and there's a selection of 5 different retirement plans that you can choose from. No, there are so many different pieces to the puzzle that go together, you know, from when to draw your Social Security, when to start taking those payments. Can be a big difference if you wait all the way out to age 70. That is an 8% raise that you get each and every year that you delay. Is that right for you? Maybe. Depends on your individual situation. For a lot of people, it might not be right. For a lot of people, it is, because that's money that you're missing out on, income that you're missing out on each and every month. If you hit the age of 62 and you're like, I'm taking it right now because I can. I'm going to take the money and run. Not necessarily the best idea. So there's a lot of different decisions, from timing to the amounts that you put into different accounts in different places, from how much money you're going to put at risk in the market versus how much money is going to be in a safe vehicle like an annuity or, you know, even bonds or something like that, that, you know, really does. There's a lot of that nuance there. So having a professional give you their plan for you and actually showing you on paper or on screen what that plan is going to look like and how much money you're going to have in income in retirement and how much your investments are going to or projected to grow. Because of course, obviously past performance is not the guarantee of future results as far as anything that's at risk in the stock market or anything like that. But we can come up with a plan that's going to give you peace of mind and give you that, you know, oh, I don't have to worry about my retirement because I know that I have a plan in place. And if things, if circumstances change in your life between now and when you call it quits, you can say, oh, I'm going to call Matt again and I'm going to, you know, let's look at retooling some things. Let's look at moving some things around. And we make it a point at Active Wealth as well to check in with our clients on a regular basis, at least yearly. We'll check in and make sure that everything is going well. We'll check those accounts, make sure your asset allocation is where it needs to be. And so we stay on top of things here. And it all starts, of course, with a free consultation just to see if you want to work with us. Because it's no pressure. If you don't want to work with us, you don't have to. But if you do want to work with us, if you like what we have to say, I think we can make your life a lot better. And that's the goal. That's the ultimate goal.
I love that. Making life better. I think that's great. And I think it's especially just because, like I said, I feel like as part of the community, it's difficult to make huge life decisions, period, because of the discrimination, the questions that you need answered. And luckily there's someone like you that they can come to and feel comfortable to be themselves, no matter what their family looks like, in order to make those plans. And, I think that's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, and that's a huge part of it too. It's like just feeling like you are free to bring your whole self into the room and to the table, to sit down and discuss your future with somebody.
Right.
I really want people to make sure that they know that they can be themselves if they, you know, come into a consultation, if they, you know, start working with me, with any of us at Active Wealth. You can be yourself. You can absolutely be yourself. And it's a no judgment zone. And you don't have to have, you know, whatever your family makeup is, as I say, whatever your orientation or identity or any of that. And also whatever your pocketbook looks like. I mean, you don't have to have millions and millions of dollars squirreled away under your mattress or something for me to be like, oh, hey, I want to work with you. No, if you have, you know, a small portfolio, if you've got a kind of, you know, some money here in savings, some money there and some life insurance, whatever the makeup of your portfolio is, that is something that we can work with, chances are. And don't be afraid or intimidated, because I don't think I'm an intimidating person.
You're a very warm, welcoming person.
Is this why people used to run from me when I would ask them on the street in New York as a reporter, if I was sent out to get MOS, what we call it in the business, man on the street sound? I always hated that. Is it my least favorite thing? As Josh knows, I don't like talking. I don't like bothering people. Like if I don't know you, like, why are you coming up to me on the street? So, like, if I had to go up and put a microphone in somebody's face and ask them a question, always hated it. And sometimes, like, people would just see me coming and just run. Now, I am tall. Maybe that has something to do with it. But I would always try to be, you know, like, set a warm smile in my face and all that. And I don't know. I just, maybe I'm more intimidating than I think. But I don't think I'm an intimidating person at all. So, you know, give me a call or come see me. TakePrideInRetirement.com, once again, is the website. Anything else that you wanted to mention? Did we hit all the high points and low points and in between points?
I mean, I think so. I mean, I love obviously talking to you, as we do every single day.
It's so rare.
But no, I think that just, you know, I'm just thankful that you do this. I'm thankful that people have someone they could tune in to, listen to, that they can feel secure in coming to you with their needs and know that it's going to be taken care of by someone who is caring, who has walked miles in the same shoes or not. That's what's great. It doesn't, you know, across the board, all types of people, but I think that's important. And I think that that is a great thing that you are doing, and I'm very happy for you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And thank you for supporting me in my endeavors, over the years. You know, you've made the comment earlier that a couple of times that I'm, you know, supporting you financially and all of that just because of the instability of being an actor. But, you know, you have given me your unconditional support in all that I do and financial support as well, like when it was really, really needed. And it just so happened to be in times when you have the ability to do that
right.
at different times, whether it's through jobs or the, you know, random sale of a home that the entire family had forgotten about, you know, in some small town somewhere. It was, you know, it's just all, it's all positivity and all love. And I appreciate that more than you will probably ever know.
Now you're going to make me cry on your podcast.
Hey, I'm going, I wish I could do the slow zoom in so I could get all of the emotion. No, but thank you. And you know, honestly, thank you for everything. I'm going to cry, but thank you for everything that you do. And thank you for coming being on the show.
Well, you're welcome. I'd love to come back.
Absolutely.
Hopefully we'll have next time I'm back, I will be recurring in a show and not have just been on set for a one-time thing. I will take anything at this point after the strikes.
Yes.
Within reason.
You hear that, casting directors in the audience?
I am ready. I am ready to go.
He's been ready to go. But yeah, we will hope and pray for that as well. So thank you once again. I really do appreciate it. I will have you back on at some point in the future because, you know, if nothing else, I like hearing you brag about me.
Awesome. He's really good, guys.
It's an ego boost.
He's really, really good at what he does.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Again, so thrilled and honored to have my husband, Josh Rhett Noble, an actor. He has been in all sorts of things, by the way. We both kind of realized after we recorded that interview that we didn't mention any of the big things that he's done, but he's been on screen with Susan Sarandon and Trace Atkins. He has been on screen with Bruce Willis. He has done a lot of big things on television and in film and in theater. So I am more proud of him than I could ever be. Get yourself a husband or a wife or whomever that you can take pride in, like I have, because I do each and every day. Thank him once again. And thank you all so much for joining Take Pride in Retirement this time, being a part of the show each and every time we put out a new episode. Once again, takeprideinretirement.com is the website. That's takeprideinretirement.com. Or if you want that free consultation that we talked about a few times there, 855-246-9211. That's 855-246-9211. Well, that is going to do it for this episode of Take Pride in Retirement. Thank you once again for joining me and for joining my husband as well, Josh. We really appreciate you being a part of the show this time around. And until next time, take pride in yourselves and take care of each other. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Take Pride in Retirement. Members of the LGBTQ+ community deserve to work with a fiduciary financial advisor who puts their needs first. To schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Matt McClure and the team at Active Wealth Management, call 855-246-9211 or go online to takeprideinretirement.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Active Wealth Management Incorporated are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest, if any exist.